This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Author and internationally renowned psychic medium Karen Noe talks about her life as a psychic and her latest book, We Consciousness, 33 Profound Truths for Inner and Outer Peace. Thanks for joining me, Karen.
Thank you for having me on.
Tell me, what's it like to be a psychic?
Well, that's a good question. When I was younger, I thought everybody was able to see things the way I did, you know things that were going to happen before they did, and it's just a part of who I am. And it's actually, I could see through the eyes of other people as if they're me. I know it sounds crazy, but it's a good thing. It's a very helpful thing. I could help people. Even though they're saying one thing, I know they mean something else and so forth.
When you were younger, did you think like, oh, this isn't normal? You know, should I try to get rid of this?
Yes. Well, I thought it was normal, which is, you know, I didn't understand why people didn't know what I knew. I was like, didn't you know that? No, I didn't know that, they would say to me. My friends would say that I freaked them out, you know, but it was part of who I am, and I always embraced it.
Is it a family thing? Like, are there other people in your family who can do this as well?
Not really.
Oh.
No. Children are very open to it, and I believe that we all can do exactly what I'm doing. We just have to know how to tap into that. We have to raise our vibration a little bit, and we have to learn how to quiet our thoughts so we can hear the thoughts of those who've passed and so forth. Many people expect to hear a voice or to, you know, to see an apparition of their loved ones, but most of the time they speak to us as thoughts telepathically, and they don't realize that. So I teach people how to do that.
So how can you differentiate between your own thoughts and like a foreign thought?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Your thoughts would have an originating thought. In other words, if you're thinking of your loved one, did something trigger that thought? Did you see something of your loved ones? Or did, you know, a memory, did you pass somewhere that used to go with your loved one? If you had an originating thought, that would be you. If a thought pops in your head for no reason about your loved one, it may be a sign or a message from them. For example, when my own mom passed, you know, I've been doing this for so many years, but she was very quiet, and I didn't hear from her after she passed for a few weeks. And I said, are you kidding me? I do this all the time. Where are you? And then all of a sudden, when I say I heard, it was just a thought that said, hi, sweetheart. So I don't call myself sweetheart. It comes as a third person type of message, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because you know your own thoughts, I think, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's actually easier to do it for someone else because when I receive messages for someone else, it's not my train of thinking. It would be something bizarre like a boxing kangaroo or Aunt Jemima or something would come up that person would know what it means. And I certainly wasn't thinking of those things, if that makes sense.
As time has gone on, has your abilities improved?
Yes, because now I'm able to really tap into these abilities. I've learned the more I raise my vibration to be more on par with the energy of them, because after we leave the body, your vibration is very high. You don't have the physical body that differentiates you from everyone else. So I've learned to practice ways to raise my vibration to be more on par with theirs. And I've learned to quiet my thoughts more, because if my thoughts are going a mile a minute, can't hear them.
Now, this is something you've been doing since you were young. You said that if we wanted to do it, we could learn to do it. How do you learn to do this?
I really believe my purpose on Earth is to empower people to do what I do. It's not just what Karen Noe could do. What I would tell people, again, is what I said before, to realize, especially when you're connecting with deceased loved ones and the angels, to recognize your thoughts. Ask your loved ones to give you a sign to let you know that they're with you. Most people don't realize you could do that. And you could ask them for a sign, and then they'll give you something. I call it a without-a-doubt sign that you know wouldn't happen, such as a bird lands on you, or you find pennies all the time, or a car cuts you off and it's your loved one's name, etc. There's so many signs that you can look for. But our loved ones, they often give us signs, and if we're not paying attention, they will stop. But it's important to realize that these types of signs are something that normally wouldn't happen. So to look for that, ask your loved ones to come to you in a dream, wake you up after the dream so that you remember it, and so forth. And also it's important to raise our vibration to be more on par with the energy of those who've passed and the angels.
I couldn't help but think of like a horror movie, because sometimes people or things will give you signs and it's not really your loved ones. Now, is that just Hollywood, or can that really happen?
Oh, that's just Hollywood. It's usually, if you're asking your loved one to give you a sign, they will, but it's important to be patient and wait, and the sign will come when you least expect it. But it should be a very positive sign. It shouldn't be scary, because they're, you know, on a very high vibration. They wouldn't come through and scare you or anything like that.
Okay, because I was just all apprehensive for a second.
No, it's all wonderful. You know, people are afraid, oh, you know, am I bothering them? Is it going to be something negative? It's always positive, because they are pure love after you pass. That's all you are. One, you feel your connection with God and everyone else. So it's all very positive, loving energy.
Now, could you tell me a little bit about your book, The We Consciousness? Why did you name it that?
It's a long story, but what happened was, Dr. Wayne Dyer, who was an inspirational speaker and author, he passed away, and his family came from Florida after a synchronistic event, one of which there was one seat available on an author bus at an event, and his daughter sat next to me right on that seat. It happened to be next to me. So synchronistic events happened, and they came to visit me in New Jersey from Florida, and he came through with messages about the afterlife, and he was so excited about the afterlife, and he's so excited about the We Consciousness. The We Consciousness, it's an awareness of the unity of everyone and everything, including animals and nature. It talks about our divinity, compassion for all of life, and what a person does to oneself or another affects the whole. So it's a very long story, but he came through with a group of other ascended masters, angels. St. Francis of Assisi was one of them. A group collective consciousness, which gave me 33 concepts about inner and outer peace to change the world, to create peace on our planet, which is so needed right now.
Could you break down what the 33 concepts are?
They said that 33 symbolizes divine guidance and the spiritual uplifting of all of creation. And the most important of those truths would be concept one, is that we are all one, and our oneness encompasses everything and everyone, including God, the angels, ascended masters, enlightened beings from other areas in the universe, deceased loved ones, animals, nature. And we don't feel that connection until we leave the physical body. Because we have, you know, my body's here, I think I'm here and you're there. But in reality, when you leave the physical plane, you leave the body, you feel that interconnectivity with everyone and everything. And it's only love.
Now, you spoke about angels. So people could speak to angels then?
They could speak to their angels. We all have guardian angels, as well as there are archangels as well, that could be in more than one place at one time. Our guardian angels are just ours. And we could talk to them. We could ask them to give us a sign from them, as I was talking about before, for a without a doubt sign. The archangels are for everyone. They could be in more than one place at one time, such as Archangel Michael. If, say, you're going through a negative period of your life, you would call upon Archangel Michael to ask you to help to take away the negativity in your life. And you're not taking him away from anyone else. So a lot of people said, well, I don't deserve to call on the angels, I'll take them away from someone else. That's not the case at all.
Now, would your guardian angel have a name, or you can just call him like, hey, guardian angel, like, could
yes,
you give me a sign?
Well, the best way to find out what your guardian angel's name is to sit down for a few minutes, you know, just focus on your breath, count your exhales until you get to the number 10. And then if, you know, just quiet your thoughts, try not to think anything, just focus on your breath, and then simply say to your guardian angel, what is your name? Now, a name will come to you. They'll just come to you. And you may think that you're making it up, but what's happening is exactly as I was saying before, how our deceased loved ones come to us. They speak to us as thoughts. So we need to quiet our thoughts, ask them to come, and then pay attention to what name pops in your head. Now, it's not going to come as an audible voice. It'll come as a thought. Mm-hmm. And just trust it. And then if you don't trust the name, say, let me know, give me a sign to let me know this truly is your name. And then maybe later on you'll receive the name again. You know, the name will come up somehow.
What are some common signs? Because I know you said, like, oh, a car will cut you off and, have a name of somebody on the license plate. But, you know, that's really rare. So what's a common sign to let you know that, hey, they're
there's
here?
There's a lot of signs that, we may be receiving. One would be we keep finding pennies or dimes or feathers. A lot of people find that, so much so that I say put them in a jar so that you know how many you're receiving. Another common sign is you say you're talking to your loved one and then you turn the radio on and the song that comes on answers the question that you just asked them, or it's their favorite song, or you keep seeing the same numbers over and over. Like you keep looking at the clock at a specific time and it's always 1111 or 2222 or their birthday or something like that. They also love to play with electricity. So they make the lights go on and off or things like that. I mean, I could just go on and on. They also speak to us. When they're speaking to us, they speak on a higher frequency, so our ears often ring. You get a ringing sound. And how I figure that out is every time I do messages right before the person comes through from the other side, my ears just go, that ringing sound. So I see that, sometimes they give us, hey, I'm here. Hey, they tap you over the shoulder to let you know. I bet you receive signs. I know. Did you?
I'm not perceptive. I don't notice things.
Not yet, but be aware. And then you'll see. Be careful. And then, not careful, but you'll see. When you least expect it, the signs will come if you ask.
See, I don't ask. And now it's like, should I be asking?
Yeah, well, if you want to and you ask, they will give you a sign. It's just important. Most people say, I didn't get the sign today. You just have to be a little bit patient that it will come.
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, if you ask, is there a certain time period, or is it like, oh, it's going to happen within an hour, or it's going to happen within a week?
Yeah, there's no time period. It'll come when you least expect it. It may be within the hour. It may be even a month later, or, even longer than that. But it'll be, sometimes the sign is so incredible that you will know that it truly is your loved one, without a doubt. Again, I call them without a doubt signs, not just synchronicities, but definitely signs.
I know you spoke about Wayne Dyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, does he still speak to you now?
Yes, he still speaks to me now, but not as often as he did the first year after he passed. When he first passed, he was very anxious to let his family know that he was around. And he has 8 children as well as a wife. That first year, I was pretty much on the phone with them at least 3 or 4 times a week with one of them. And he would tell me to call them at the craziest time. I'm in the middle of making dinner, and he wanted me to call one, Tracy at a particular time. And it was always when something was happening with his children. But at this time, yes, every now and then. But now he is so excited about the afterlife. It seems like he's helping not just Karen Noe and his family, but he's helping the world pretty much at this time. We're coming to whoever is open.
So he's
asked him to come to give him, to give them messages. He'll be there.
So he speaks to other people then?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just to me. I just happen to be in the same wavelength. We have the same interests, and when you're on the same vibration as a certain person who's passed, it's almost like you're tuning into the right radio frequency, so you could pick up on their messages.
Now, has there ever been a situation where somebody wants to speak to their loved one, but they just can't see any signs?
Yes. It doesn't happen often. But if a person wants to speak to their loved one, I want to tell them that the loved one comes in the personality they were when they were here on the physical plane. So if they were quiet, they're still very quiet, even with signs or in dreams. So it'll be very difficult, to hear them. So I would tell them to just keep asking, be patient and wait, say, give me a sign, I can't hear you, come to me in a dream. Wake me up in a dream so that I remember it. But every now and then, yes, somebody does not come through. Even when they come to see me, you can't make somebody come through. It's just like you invite someone for dinner, and if they can't come, they just can't come.
Yeah, that's true. So what happens if it's the person themselves? Like, you know, I'm thinking of myself. I don't look at things. So the signs may actually pass me by. It happened, and I'm like, yeah, you know, penny on the floor.
No, because I would say then they're not giving you a without a doubt sign. I call them without a doubt that it wouldn't be, oh, I missed it. You can't miss some of these signs that I'm talking about. So what I would tell you is to ask your loved ones, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain, to give you a without a doubt sign to let you know that they're with you, okay? And then be open to it. Again, it's not every bird in the sky. It's the birds that, say, land on you or keep staring at you and follow you or scream at you or something like that, you know, something that normally doesn't happen.
Thank you so much, Karen, for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you and your book?
You could go to my website at karennoe.com. That's KarenNoe.com. Or you could go to Amazon.com, and all my books will be there as well.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.